Lee, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Okay, I have chicken pox, shingles, and I'm wondering what you would recommend.
Okay, well, a couple of things, ma'am. There was a doc who since moved to Toronto who started in regular medicine, and he moved over to natural medicine, and he put together a little skin goo by taking vitamin E, just poking a hole in the capsule, squeezing out the vitamin E. It was the mixed tocopherols. And he'd have that mixed up with some zinc oxide, which is the stuff that you can get at any of the big box drug stores. Just try to get one with the least garbage ingredients in it, and you can check through the pharmacist for that. That's that white stuff people put on their nose sometimes and keep their nose from getting sunburned. Anyway, he had people mix that all up and put it together with some liquid vitamin B12 and rub it into their shingles, and doggone, it really helped. Now, it didn't help as much as the next thing I'll tell you about, but King George III there at that certain federal agency keeps making it partially unavailable, but here's what it is. If we put together an injection that contained vitamin B12, here we are again with vitamin B12, and something called ATP, adenosine triphosphate, and remember that is the energy molecule that occurs in every cell in our bodies, it's all natural. We put those two things together when we can get them and turn it into a shot. The shot does not at all go into the shingles, it just goes into the body. But several of those shots in a row, and my, does that help to relieve the problem. Well, King George III there at that certain federal agency decided a while back that, oh my goodness, you shouldn't be allowed to use ATP shots. And sometimes we can get them through the compounding pharmacy, but mostly we can't anymore. So, funny thing, you can get ATP in a capsule by a company called Swanson. They make one called ATP 400. And people tell me that doesn't do as good as the shots did, because unfortunately some people have gotten this problem twice in a row and have had the experience of using other things. But they swallow 2-3 ATP. ATP, it's called. It's the energy molecule found in every cell in our bodies. And what people have done, since those shots haven't been available, is use those and use them along with B12 shots. And they say, oh yeah, that works sometimes too. Not all the time, but it does work sometimes too. So we got the goo we can put on, the vitamin E, plus the little bit of liquid B12. Where do you get that? You have to get a prescription, take it out of the bottle, and some zinc oxide paste. And then we have the combination of ATP and vitamin B12 by injection. And usually, one or both of those will provide significant relief for shingles pain.
Well, do you sell the ATP capsules at the Tacoma Clinic?
I'm not sure, ma'am. That one, no, I'm not sure, but I know that you can. I call them and ask them. In fact, there's a lady there named Tawny who is not a doctor. She'll tell you that right away, and she can't make personal recommendations, but she knows every dietary supplement there is. She should have a degree in that. And she'll tell you all places you get them. And there's no charge for that service.
Do you have the phone number?
Tacoma Clinic Dispensary. Let's see if I can find 888-893-6878. And her name's Tawny, and unless you take all day, there's no charge for calling her and asking her about supplements.
Okay, and when you said vitamin E, should that be a liquid form?
Well, you get a capsule. Get the capsule that says mixed tocopherols. Just poke a hole in it and squeeze out the contents, ma'am.
Oh, yes, I have those. But I can get the whole thing already combined if I call the Tacoma Clinic. Is that correct?
Well, no, you got to combine it yourself, ma'am, and that's not all that hard. You just take equal parts of the vitamin E and the zinc oxide and the ATP if you
get it. Oh, I thought it was made up as a cream, but no,
well,
I can do...
Yeah, some company ought to do that, but they haven't done it yet.
I see. So the clinic doesn't... Okay. Well, I'll give her a call, and thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am.